Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. I just want to say, technology and myself, we're usually like this, but this week it has been a brutal battle. We're here today. I'm launching a whole new form of content. You've seen the difference in the thumbnail. Over today, you'll see multiple streams. I think there's about 7 or 8 planned and the big show in the evening. I need to get some lighting for in here, okay? Because this ain't going to work. But that's the next thing. Now, let's just jump into it. McCann family stalking suspect denied bail by Crown Court. Let's dive into this article. I would just like to say as well that Karen is on her way home. She has been bailed. And once we read this article, we're going to have a little bit of discussion, okay? A little bit of discussion. And throughout the day, we're having multiple shorter live streams. I'm trying a new form of live streaming with you guys, so that's what we're going to be doing. Also, the space has changed. There's a whole bunch of stuff that will be up. There's a mural going up around this wall here. There's a whole bunch of stuff. So yeah, I'm excited. Let's jump into this. 23-year-old Polish national accused of stalking the family of Madeleine McCann has been refused bail by a Crown Court judge. A lawyer acting for Julia Vandel made an unsuccessful 15-minute bail application at Leicester Crown Court on her behalf on Friday. Judge Tony Spencer KC ruled that no details from the bail application can be reported ahead of a plea and trial reparation hearing listed to take place at the same court on April 22nd. It's crazy. Vandel from Lubin in southwest of Poland did not attend the hearing in person, but is understood to have followed the proceedings via a prison video link. Vandel is accused of stalking Kate and Jerry, Sean and Amelia Amalie McCann between January 3rd, 2024 and February 15th, 2025. She's alleged to have attended the family home in Leicester on May the 2nd and in December the 7th last year. She's also accused of sending letters, voicemails, WhatsApp messages to Carrie and Jet McCann and sending Amelie and Sean Instagram messages between the 3rd of January and the 29th of December last year. Meanwhile, a 60-year-old is due to appear in Leicester Magistrates Court on Friday, charged in part of an investigation into alleged stalking of the McCann family. Karen Spragg of Wales, right, has been charged with one count of stalking involving serious alarm or distress between May the 3rd, 2024. Do you know what, right? Can I just say, do you know what would have to be done for Karen to cause anyone disturbing or alarming anything, right? She is the poster child for, if you wanted a template for a British grandma, Karen, right? That's Karen. And I just want to say, I don't know if I can say this, right? But I spoke to Karen yesterday, and I'm not going to say what I think I can't say. But if Karen was a dangerous individual, what occurred yesterday, I can't imagine would have occurred. And I don't want to talk about it in case I can't talk about it. But it's a madness. It's a madness. It's a madness. Karen Sproul here. Madeleine McCann's disappearance at the age of 3. Yeah, we know all this. All right. So, right, kids. Let's talk a little bit about hypocrisy, right? So, it is the collective opinion. It is the collective opinion of the people around Julia that this would never, ever have even been brought to charges, let alone prison, if it was any other case in the world, in our opinion, in a collective opinion. This is a political situation, in our humble opinions. Because if it wasn't for a certain family involved in this, like so many other cases, so many actual horrific cases of stalking and abusive behavior. For a start, right? Karen. Julia's freaking Cocker Spaniel was scarier than Karen, all right? And I'm glad that she's out. I'm glad that she's out. Because her 72-hour prison stay, disgraceful. Disgraceful. It really is. Okay, let's focus on this for a second. It's not fair, okay? You're damn right. You're damn right, Margie. It's a disgrace. And the fact that all of this is going to be dragging on until April now for Julia. I'm going to be honest. I'm not surprised. Right? I am not surprised. And the reason for this is I can't talk about. But I knew she wasn't going to get bail. Not now. Not until, not until the 22nd of April hearing. I've got a funny feeling there's going to be some magical revelations then. But that is just a humble opinion. It is by no way me stating facts, corresponding anything to you guys whatsoever. But the silver lining is that Karen is out and free. Because I'm telling you, man, that lady. Do you know, it's quite a scary thing of legend, Karen's story. You know how we tell little kids story, you know, don't, you know, the boogeyman, don't talk to strangers, all this. Like the word could be in 2025 for all of our grandmas, like, don't get involved, okay? Because we've already seen a Royal Marine who is currently in jail for a Facebook post, okay? And I've got a funny feeling this is going to be the start of a lot of things. There was an individual in the newspaper today. Oh my God. I forgot about that. Sasha, thank you. Freaking jumped out my skin. There was an individual in the newspapers and they're all blurred out. Like, they're all blurred out in it. And I was wondering if that's because of the new internet safety laws. It's weird. Anyway, it's not important. It's just an odd one. Good morning, Pam. I'm really not a fan of this lighting at all. Vanity. But it's an awfully disturbing thought to think that all of this that Julia is going through, so many people who have affected lives, have gone after women, children, men in this country, have made threatening behavior. And I'm not being funny. We've got individuals who, dare I say, are here illegally following women around, following people from to and from schools, walking through parks, causing distress. Why aren't they in jail? I just want to show you something. And I'm going to be covering this in more detail later. All right, just relax. I'm going to show you what disturbing stalking and alarm causes. I'm going to show you right here.
Can you leave me alone? Back the fuck up. Oh, you just jumped the across off. The tracks.
You're not going to be disrespected. Followed her.
Brought to light the urgent need for stricter measures against extremism in the UK. An English man intervened to protect a native English woman who was being followed and harassed by a foreign extremist.
Now, I just want to say this man does not sound like a foreign extremist to me. He sounds like somebody who was raised here.
Watch.
Can you leave me alone?
This is stalking and harassing.
Can you leave me? Excuse me.
Can you help me, please? Can you leave me the fuck alone? Can you leave me the fuck alone? Back the fuck up. You just jumped.
This is stalking and harassing.
Across the tracks, yeah, to come and chat to me. Go back to your stuff. Yeah, what do you mean? Stay away from me, bro.
Let me chat.
I don't want to chat to you. Fuck off. I'm not.
Apologies about the language. But you get the point, right? You can see a clear difference between a man rushing over a railway track, following a woman. Now, I cannot confirm if it resulted in an attack of this woman. But this individual goes on to say, let me have my say, and if you act out, I'll just follow you. What, mate? I'll be honest with you. A lot of things get used against asylum seekers and all of that. This man does not sound like an asylum seeker.
I don't want to chat to you. I don't know you from anywhere. Fuck off.
I'll follow you.
Go away. Listen, what is wrong with you?
I'll follow you, though.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, doesn't he sounds like he's from here, right? And this is not an argument about using someone's race or demographic to twist it into a story that doesn't link to that. This is an example of what a harassing confrontation, okay, looks like. Do you see what I'm saying? Now, let's just say, for an example, the gentleman in this video thought this was his mum, right? And he was saying, please, can I have a DNA test? Please, can I have a DNA test? Please, 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 just listen to me. I'm sorry. There's a difference there, right? Or am I dumb? Because it seems to me a fairly obvious distinction. Now, let me just see what Serge is up to. Oh, here we go. Update. Hi, all. I'm pleased to tell you that Karen Spragg has been bailed today. Cannot say anything out about it. Won't be answering any questions there. Okay, fair news. Do you know what's crazy? Is the lockdown on coverage of this. Because the newspaper that we're covering this from, all right, it's Toty. It's a Toty newspaper. News and Star, the Cumberland News. And it's just an odd one. It's just an odd one that we're still here discussing about a young girl who is currently in proper big girl prison, right, for stalking and harassing. Now, we have to think, right, we have to give the legal system the benefit of the doubt that if she was in Karen's position and she wasn't from Poland and she was a British national who has an address and all that stuff, that maybe things will have gone different. Put a one in the side chat. Do you think that if Julia was a British national, same case, everything's still the same, but do you think that if she was from the UK and had a bail address, put a one in the side chat if you think she would have been bailed, put a two in the side chat if you think not. Also, is Queenie here? Is that Queenie? Is that our Queenie? Or is that a different Queenie? If it is our Queenie, I'll be giving you a call today, Queenie. Because we're going to get your backside back on here. Good morning yourself, Florida. Good morning yourself, New Jersey. How you doing? How we doing, Kevin? How are you, Kevin? I hope you're doing well, my G. Always comes in and says, good morning from Lakeland, Florida. And Sage, good morning to you too. Hope Jersey is New Jersey. Hope New Jersey is doing well today too. You see, in America, right, you guys have got prison and then you've got jail, right? And here, it's just not like that. Like, it blows my mind that you could, this is the situation that most people in America are in. You get arrested in America, you get taken to jail, you get bailed out, right? But if your bail is $50 and no one pays it, you're in prison. You're held in that jail before you go to prison. It blows my mind. Did you see? Our Queenie is watching. Yes. Big shout out to Queenie. We're collectively solving your problem, Queenie, of your technological problem. Just bear with us. Now, let's just see. So you guys, some of you think that she would, some of you think that she wouldn't. I think I'm going to have to go with the twos here. Oh, look at this little guy. Oh, I'm going to have to go with the twos here. I think this is 100% to do with the case. What is that? Everybody see that line down my face? Now it's gone. What the frick is that? Did you all see that? Anyway, if you would mind, there it is again. Is it on the main screen? Keep an eye. Let me know if that appears here. I think I'm going to have to go with two as well. I think they would have found multiple reasons to keep her inside if she was from the UK. One second.
All right.
We not seeing a line, Ronald. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, Kaza. What are my honest thoughts on Sergio? I think, so it wasn't a case of me speaking to him and coming to a resolution. It was me getting a fact wrong. I covered it in a live stream yesterday. You can go and watch it. Yeah. Ron's forgot about the line already. Oh, the line on the screen. Yes. My G's. I love you guys so much. Like, my mod team. I just want to say, sometimes I feel like, oh my God, it's like the mod team are like tiny digital care workers. Do you know what I mean? Where every now and again, I'm just sort of walking towards the edge of a bridge and they're like, no, this way, Ron. Come on now. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And off I go again. Okay, so a big shout out to all of you. It was so funny that it took two of you. Kaz is saying one thing, the line doing your face, like, what the hell is she talking about? I love you guys. You guys are freaking awesome. So listen, we're not in a situation where we have the luxury of opinion on people. Okay, we're in a legal situation where if we don't all work together for Julia, then we're just a bunch of plebs, right? I mean, I hate to be so blunt, but we can all argue about who this is and who that is once she's out of jail. Do you see what I'm saying? Have you seen me argue with anyone? Have you seen me go at anyone with an opinion on me? No. No. Why? because I don't care. I'm focused on the objective, which is Julia. I swear to God, dear's something about Mary. I appreciate that. I'm ready to destroy this chair. And I need to get shampoo. It's all over the place. But again, I don't get why the daughter of this family is in jail. No one's there for her. Why can't you tell us anything you know? Because, okay, so if it was about views and clicks for me, I could put up a video that would just go viral like that off of stuff I know, right? But it's not about clicks and views. It's about Julia. And yeah, man, it's all good. Big shout out to Sheena. Big shout out to everyone that's, you know, doing their best throughout all of this. Apart from the people who are talking bad about me on Facebook pages and that, you can all suck your mums. Suck your mums. No, I'm just kidding. You're allowed to have an opinion on Ron. I don't mind. So, yeah. I don't really know much more, what more to say about the bail. The next live that's going up, which will be before 1 o'clock, is a continuation of me looking into Fia and all the allegations that she's making and all the statements that she's making. I'm wanting to do these in shorter 20-minute to 30-minute live streams, and I've got a whack of them planned for today. There's at least another two on Julia's case. We're also going to be looking at the Great British Strike, which is set for May 24th, 25th. We're going to look at the 22 million black hole in public funding that our prime minister is trying to hide from and is calling a general election to try and hide his dirty little path that he has made behind himself. We're also going to be delving into some other bits and bobs. What else have we got?
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Oh. Y'all heard about the pyramids, right? Yeah. There's apparently 6 kilometers of unknown city, allegedly, if you go by what science has to say. I want to talk about that. And there's a whole bunch, but I'm experimenting with, rather than doing one massive big long show, I would much rather cut it down into little consumable things, if you know what I mean. But we're going to get all the serious stuff done first, and then we'll dive into the more quirky side of the news, and we'll see how this goes. Now, I don't know what to say to you all about Julia. But I will say this. Your boy is cooking behind the scenes here. And there's stuff coming that obviously I still can't talk about. I think it should be well remembered that there is multiple sources, okay, that have the same information that the police would have accessing Julia's phone with regards to communications, all right? So they've got to know, right, that they're in a position where they can't exaggerate and falsify,
you know? And I just think there's a certain tone that goes with harassment, okay? And pleading, begging, crying your eyes out. I just don't see how any of it can be seen as harassment and stalking. Even if you're not a fan, even if you're not a fan, Julia, if you're in the UK, you have to ask yourself, why is this level of aggressive incarceration not something that is rolled out to every single individual accused of this? Especially when we have seen in recent months a huge increase in extremism, direct attacks on this country, those who live in it, our way of life, the religions, all of it. And, you know, I never really understood the importance of a religious culture in a country. I've never been a super religious guy up until my 30s, but I was raised in a Christian country. And I heard a terminology the other day. Please answer D. Robinson's question. I mean, it would help if you posted the question. I can't find D. Robinson. You just need to ask it again, man. I can't remember what I was saying there. Oh, yeah, so there was a terminology used where you were a something Christian, right? Where you're not, you know, you don't practice any of, or the religion or anything like that, but you sort of acknowledge the society and the religious holidays and all this. Like, so for me, that's what I was like, right? It's the update on the Polish parents. Still nothing I can talk about that. That's all coming. You've got to understand that there's been three-way conversations, there's been all this stuff, and I'm waiting on direct comms. And I just need to say to you all, Ron is not gatekeeping. Ron is like, he is not holding out on you guys. He is focused on being so cultural Christian. Let's go with that. That's the one. He is more concerned about Julia, legal repercussions, saying the wrong thing, than I am concerned with views and clicks. Understand? So you can be patient. Oh my God, you are a Christian. No. But, you know, all my life I've celebrated Christmas. I've bought Easter eggs for people. You see what I mean? It's not you know, it's just what you do. You know what I'm saying? You got kids. You're not going to be like, nah, no Easter for you. No Christmas for you. Nah, man. It's known as Yule in my household, Christmas time. Things have got slightly different names, but it's wild, man. And I'll tell you something else. It either has to be everybody gets appreciated for their own faith, and we stop all of this constructed division that goes on between us all. But sadly, as you'll learn later today, our government has been at it. When are you meeting with Julia? Soon. Soon. It's a case of just sending dates down, if I'm being honest with you. But Ron's just an interesting one. He takes his time with things. He likes to observe. Yes, she does, Luli. Yes, she does. Thank you. Hang on a second. Well, see, Jackie, I'm trying. Like, this is it. Like, I'm trying, right? But again, I don't want it to look like I'm milking the story. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be like, oh, he's talking about nothing. So these shorter shows are better. And like, if the little collective group gets our way, you guys are going to be real pleased.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be real, real pleased. But now that there has been a denial of bail, I imagine there is a different... There ain't no bail conditions anymore. Possibly. I don't know. That's just me making a thought out my backside. Also, like and share. Okay? All right? Get like and get sharing. Make sure you follow me on my channel. And I think Julia's getting set up. I'm angry for it. See, it's not that I don't think it's so much set up. Because I'll be honest with you. In fact, I tell you what. Would you like me to find out who planned the trip? Do you want me to find that? Do you want me to make a live stream in a day or so with who planned the trip to the UK? Who is the mastermind? Okay, that's fine. I'll do that. Let me bring up something. Do you know what we're also going to do? We're going to have show notes so that I don't forget this in 8 seconds. All right. Okay. All right. Now, here's the deal. Okay. It's got to come from Julia's mouth. That's what it's got to come from. All right. Who planned the trip to the UK? Who was the person who suggested it? Who was the first person to mention it? Okay, who planned the trip to the UK? Who was the person who suggested it? Who was the first person to mention it? Put a 1 in the side chat if you're happy with that. Put a 2 in the side chat if you're not. Not that I'll know how to edit it, but put a 1 in the side chat if you're okay with it. All right. Better question. Okay, hang on a second. Who planned the trip? Well, it's not a case of who agreed it, right? Because it's Julia Vandel, mate. Like, you ever tried to tell this woman anything? Have you ever tried to tell this woman anything? All you can do is support Julia Vandel. You can give her your thoughts where you're like, that looks pretty dodgy. That looks like a World War II land explosive, and then Julia's just there with a stick prodding it. Do you know what I'm saying? So, well, that's an interesting one, Luli, right? Because who knew about it? Because I knew about it the day before it happened. And what was weird for me was the day before her arrest, Julia had agreed to come on the Daily Show at the time. And then she was like, oh no, I'm going to the UK, but I'll come on in the morning. And this was that morning. I'm like, what? What, mate? So why did you tell me yesterday you were coming on? So it made this, it was a very odd one for me because it felt like to me, she planned it that night, the night before, but it didn't turn out to be that way. And then we done the live where she was actually in the airport talking on the show. And then she got arrested, right? So, okay. Now, somebody had mentioned Stephen. Stephen, who is Stephen? Okay. Who is Stephen? What the fuck was his name? Dempster. Would you like me to plan... Would you like me to put something together where I can take a bunch of questions for you and maybe see if I can ask Stephen them and see what he says? Let me know what you think. Nice tink, yeah, I see that. Yeah, Karen has been released in his home. We'll find out exactly what Karen can and can't do or say or whatever, because anything I can do for Karen, anything at all, I am 100% here for Karen. So just know that. Okay, all right, so you would like me to do that. Okay, all right. Who is Stephen Dempster? Ask questions. All right, so what I'm going to do, right, is I'm going to put up the next live stream. It'll either be one about Fia, or we'll do a live stream where I can collectively gather questions for Stephen. Maybe take about 20 minutes on that. Ron, why sports? Okay, so, okay, Bunny Woman, you're back. Okay, so here's the thing, man. To me, she is not an unpleasant girl, all right? To me, she's somebody who wants answers. And echoes, do you know, it's as simple as this. I became friends with Julia throughout the whole doing the podcast with her. And I've got a very short list of friends. And for me, it's about sticking by. That's basically it. It's just about sticking by a friend. It's not about anything else that isn't prevalent that comes up in this case. So DNA stuff, all that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, Bunny, I'm so deeply involved in this now. If it turns out that she's just bonkers, I'll still support her, you know, because I've got a friend who was recently sucked into a cult. And what are you going to do, Bunny? Just be like, oh, no, 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 you didn't listen. You didn't listen. Outcast you. No. Everyone gets one chance, right? Everyone gets one chance. If I see you're going to go into a cult and I warn you and you do it anyway, one chance, all right? If I'm helping you with something as a friend because I believe you have a right to the questions that you're asking, and then it turns out that it all blows up in your face, and then all of a sudden you're someone else, you get one chance. You know what I mean? So for me, it's a lot more than just a story. Do you know what I mean? It would be like if this happened to, like, for example, Mac or Kaza or, you know, some of the really long, I mean, I'm not just singling out the mods here, but it would be like that. You know what I mean? It's, again, people I've never met in real life, right? But Mac I've known for closer to 10 years now. Kaza I've known for 2-3 years now. You know? We've never met in real life, but my God, have I went to town for all of them. There was a situation last year where they were being attacked online. And I went full psycho, not just friend, but community leader. Never told any of them about it. I just went and fought their case and got it dealt with. And that's just how I am. When it comes to people who are loyal to me, I am loyal. And as a little internet family or soul tribe or whatever the crap you want to throw at it, I'm serious about my people, metaphorically speaking. So look, I'm going to go and get this next live up. I think what we'll do is we'll make this the Fia and Stephen collective questions and going into the Fia stuff. I completely agree too. I completely agree too. 100%. I wish I could talk about what I know that I can't talk to you about. So look, I will see you back here before 1:30. So in the next 40 minutes, the live stream will be up and then we'll be live again. Freaking love you, my guys. I will see you in the next one. Like, share, subscribe. Peace. Oh, God. What did I do? Did I push the wrong button? Oh, there we go.